This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hey, it's Mike from Masters of None. All right, before we get started, just want a quick reminder. Bat Channel 66, it's our other podcast that we're doing currently while we give you guys some of the old episodes that maybe you haven't heard in a little while. But Bat Channel 66, it's on all the places you can get podcasts, SoundCloud, iTunes, etc., etc. Also, simplysyndicated.com, you can get them there too. So check that out. We're just finishing up season one. It's been a lot of fun. We've already had Burt Ward and Julie Newmar on season two. Never know, might get the man himself. We're gonna try our hardest. But anyway, check it out, Bat Channel 66. All right, on to the show, Dumbest Athlete of All Time, season one. Hit it.
I'm really happy to be back in Calgary. I love Canada. I just wanted to comment on how it's become like a common thing in the NHL for guys to fall in love with my sloppy seconds. I don't know what that's about, but enjoy the game tonight.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Masters of None podcast. I am Jay. With me, as always, is Mike and Art. How you doing, fellas?
What's up?
You.
This episode, we will be debating the dumbest athlete of all time. Of course, lots of stuff going on here with between, you know, A-Rod and Michael Phelps and the kicker from the Steelers in the news. So we'll be topical this time around, and we'll debate the actual dumbest athlete of all time. And we're going to go everything from, you know, off-field injuries to, you know, felons to just general jackassery, I think is Mike coined the term before.
Yes.
Was that it, Mike?
Yeah, those are the three categories that I have. General jackassery is definitely the the third. So.
General jackassery. That should have been the name of the show. That's pretty good. General jackassery. also leads the Polish army. I will be drinking a pork slap pale ale for today's show.
Nice. I didn't get a beer yet. I'll get one later.
I'm drinking nothing.
So Mike, what you want to start off with? Just dumb injuries, because this is a good one, and I have a bunch of guys in this category as well. So why don't you fire off the first one?
It seems that the bizarre and stupid injuries really delegate themselves to Major League Baseball. Although there are some really dumb football injuries, like the kicker Chris Hansen in 2003 from the Jaguars, who injured his non-kicking foot with an axe.
That heard about this.
Remember that one?
This is where the coach like tried to do some sort of motivational like locker room thing where he's like,
chop.
"We need to keep chopping wood,"
keep
and he had a real
wood.
Axe and like a tree stump in the locker room.
Right.
And then the kicker goes ahead and did he actually hit himself in the foot with the axe?
Hit himself in the foot in his non-kicking foot, but still hit himself in the foot with an axe. Now
do we hand that jackassery to the coach or to the kicker himself?
I would say to the kicker, because if the coach is trying to prove a point, he thinks that he's talking to grown men.
Yeah, right.
I think he didn't actually want him to do something. It.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor, retard. It's a metaphor. Just let the prop be. Don't touch it.
Well, coach, what's a metaphor?
But if you're going to look for some really odd injuries, baseball is definitely where you're going to want to turn. Here's a couple of my favorites. Joel Zumaia hurting his non-throwing hand while playing Guitar Hero.
Yes. He actually had he had like wrist and forearm tendonitis and he missed the entire American League Championship Series.
Was he playing it? Was he playing the game backwards? Or like seriously, I don't know. How do you hurt your? I've played that game numerous times, and yes, my fingers do hurt a little bit, but just my fingers. How do you get all the way up your arm? Not on his name.
Maybe he gets really into it. You never know.
Yeah, he's
Guitar Hero or Guitar Zero. Waka waka.
Trying to be Pete Townsend on the damn thing.
Was he playing Rock Band or Rock Bad? Waka waka.
Sorry. Oh, boy. It's going to be that kind of show, huh? But my favorite... One of my favorite baseball injuries is 1995, Vince Coleman sat out the World Series because he got rolled up in the tarp machine.
What? I don't remember this one.
But I'm assuming it was raining, and they had to, you know, cover the field, and Vince Coleman got injured by the tarp machine. He missed the 1985 World Series, missed the entire World Series, got it rolled up in the tarp machine. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a machine.
Although coming in at a close second is John Smoltz, who burnt his chest while ironing a shirt while he was still wearing it.
Don't they have people for that?
Yeah.
I got a couple more good baseball ones.
Go ahead.
2002, Marty Cordova of the Baltimore Orioles. He missed a game because of sunburn. Actually missed a few. He fell asleep in a tanning bed and woke up completely burned.
Yep.
He was day to day after burning his face on the tanning bed. Under doctor's orders, he had to stay out of the sun for a few days.
Nice job, Kramer.
Yeah, I don't Kenny get that. Rogers I don't get roasted. That reference. I don't get that reference at all.
You'd think the pitcher Kenny Rogers, it might happen to him. Waka waka.
I also loved the fact that Ricky Henderson got frostbite in August.
What? I missed that one.
You didn't see that one? Ricky no. Henderson got frostbite in August, and that was because you just reminded me because he fell asleep. You were talking about falling asleep. He fell asleep with an ice pack on his, I guess, his neck, and he got frostbite from it. Yeah.
Ricky Henderson would like to say that Ricky Henderson will not be playing today because Ricky Henderson got frostbite on Ricky Henderson's knee. David Crosbit. How about there is one more. Sammy Sosa in 2004 sneezed, gave himself back spasms.
Nice.
Game.
Yeah, that was a great one. You get, think about this too. You know, I mean, what was it? What did you say it was 2000 what?
4.
2004. Okay. This is what I figure. I figure that he was so juiced up from like 98 to 02. You know, and then things started really kind of like then 03, so the new brittle. Steroid, then 03, yeah, then 03, the new steroid policy came out. So he started to kind of wean himself off, and his muscles were wound up so tight that one false move and it just rolled up like a lampshade, like just real fast.
He also burped and his testicles fell off. He coughed. And the pus from his back zits fucking drowned. It caused the tsunami. Killed thousands in Indonesia.
Here's another thing, too. Stop. Here's another thing, too, that I noticed a trend in. There seems to be a lot of motorcycle accidents.
Yep.
Yes.
Whether it be... Ben Roethlisberger, Kellen Winslow, all these guys got in, you know, motorcycle accidents, one more serious than the other. LeVar Arrington, my boy from Penn State, he got one and completely ruined his career. What a dope. But my favorite motorcycle accident has to be from Golden State Warrior Monta Ellis, who injured himself not on a motorcycle, but on his moped.
Oh, that is poor.
Got 150cc moped right there.
That is poor. Yeah, he missed. He was out 3 months, and he also got fined. He got 30 games with no pay.
Wow!
Just for being that big of a pussy.
That's awesome. All right, what about you? You got any good injury ones?
I'm gonna not really baseball, but stupid injuries was Martin Gramatica. How can we forget about that? after he was celebrating. And he sprained his foot or leg or something like that because he like made like a meaningless field goal during like the regular part of the game, and he does this little jump kick and he just lands awkwardly and he's sitting out the rest of the game.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny too is I don't know if it was that game or the week before they were talking about like they had like one of those things, those little like serious pieces, side pieces about the Grammatica brothers.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how like, kicking and kicking in football means the world to the family, to them and to the family. When they miss a kick, the whole family's depressed for like a week and everything. Like, how many cousins do you think committed suicide once he like pulled that hammy?
I have another one here. Baseball one too. Former Yankee Joe Pepitone burned his hand after a mob shootout one time. Burned his hand on the gun. I don't know if you knew that.
Dude, what about Gus Frerotte running into the goalpost?
Oh, dude, that was awesome.
Or not the goalpost, the wall. And yeah. He got a concussion, didn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know it was concrete wall.
What a dumbass.
I got a volleyball one, too.
Volleyball?
A volleyball one.
That's some research right there, Jay. I'm very impressed.
Well, it wasn't that hard because it just happened this year. Misty May Traynor of the famous Girls USA volleyball team.
Yeah.
Who won like 150 matches in a row and won the gold, twice in the Olympics. She goes on Dancing with the Stars and then tears her ACL. Not to mention she's married to the Florida Marlins backup catcher.
So what ended your career? What game? Wasn't a game.
It was the cha-cha. Had an electric slide injury. Ruined my career.
It was the very difficult electric to cha-cha slide move that didn't usually work out very well.
All right, can we go to General Jackassery?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, because it was a great one just a couple days ago. Pittsburgh Steelers kicker Jeff Reed in trouble with the police over throwing a temper tantrum and vandalizing a Sheetz convenience store gas station bathroom in a tiny town 35 miles east of Pittsburgh. He flipped out because there were no paper towels, used profane language to an employee and outside the store, and caused damages to a towel dispenser. Faces a maximum fine of $300 and 90 days in jail. Actually, two charges, disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. So $300 for and 90 days in jail for each offense.
Have you seen this guy's picture, like when they do, like, when they announce him or something like that, if he's going for a kick?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen his hair? Like, I don't know. I think recently it was shaved, but before, like, I think last year, he had this crazy hairstyle. It looked like he was the sun, and his hair was, like, the beam. It was just ridiculous. You knew that that guy was just kind of, like, off kilter a little bit.
He looked like a fatter version of the bad guy from Superman 4.
Wow. That's deep.
And here's the other thing too. My favorite part of reading those articles about Jeff Reed is they always say like, okay, what he did, how he flipped out, what he's getting charged with, and then right at the bottom it's like, Reed was 27 for 30 this season with 14 field goals and with two in the Super Bowl or whatever. Like, they just got to go into his stats because they have nothing else.
You see, like, his mugshot under like the numbers, it has his stats.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. They do that all the time too. Anytime some athlete gets arrested for something stupid, it's always, he raped a girl and left her for dead and hit the game-winning jump shot 2 weeks ago. It had 14 rebounds, and it's like, are you serious, man? Why does that matter?
Oh. Great.
Johnson is 1 for 4 in getting out of rape charges. He's a 250 indictment average. Threw his own kid in a father-son game.
Hits that Mendoza line pretty well. I got a couple of guys here that apparently are just jackassery for the general public, but also jackassery for fellow athletes. AJ Pruszynski comes across as a dick, and apparently he wears the moniker well. One time,
what's he, who's he from? Where's he from?
AJ Pierzynski, catcher for the White Sox, Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a lot of anecdotes about how much of a dick he is, but this one kind of sticks out. Pierzynski crouched behind the plate, took a pitch to the groin. Rushing to his aid, trainer Stan Conti asked him how it felt. "Like this," Pierzynski grunted, then savagely kneed Conti in the balls.
Oh, man.
Who did he hit?
The trainer.
Who wasn't wearing a cup.
No, the trainer was not wearing a cup. Came out to aid his ailing balls and asked him how it felt, and he punched him. He kicked him right in the balls. Douche move.
That'd be great if they just got into a ball-punching match right out there. Hit him back.
Both benches clear. Everybody just trying to ball-tap each other.
Yeah. What movie was that where the guy's doing like the speed bag on the guy's nuts? Is that a Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those going on on a baseball field. I managed to dig up a General Jackassery in the soccer world.
Oh, you're going deep.
Ronaldo. Who doesn't know Ronaldo in the world of soccer? 2008. Gets busted with three prostitutes who he thought were women. Ended up being transvestites. He took them back to his hotel room. One thing led to another. And he ended up weeping when he found out they were transvestites. And he called the cops on them while they were still in his room.
Was one of them Oscar De La Hoya?
Apparently he got the girl's numbers from Hugh Grant.
Speaking of a soccer, who was that guy that kind of cost the team in the World Cup or whatever? What was that dude's name? It was like 2 years ago for France. Remember, like, he headbutted somebody?
Oh yeah, the headbutt guy.
The headbutt guy. Like, it was like a tie game or something, and like everything was on the line. It was a championship game, and Zidane or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And he said something about his sister or his mother, and he just headbutts him.
Yeah, he got thrown out and ended up losing. That is a good one.
Nothing like a good headbutt, though. Nothing like a good headbutt.
Go back to the Ronaldo real quick. In the article I found, the last line of the article is great. It's one of those, you know, you got to get that extra shot in. It says, it was alleged that the buck-toothed striker. The buck-toothed striker had sex with two of the girls and took drugs, both of which he vehemently denies. But they just had to throw buck-toothed in there. So it wasn't bad enough.
I got a couple of people that, I mean, go without saying. We're looking for the dumbest guy in sports. There's a couple of people here that just are going to be hard. I mean, this might be a Mount Rushmore if we think about it. When you look at, I'm just gonna say a couple names here. O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Barry Bonds.
Yep.
Yep.
Ray Carruth.
Wait, who, what?
You don't know Ray Carruth?
No, who is Ray Carruth?
Oh, snap. Okay, here we go. November 16th, 1999, near
Carruth. You're not going to say Ray Finkel, are you?
Near Carruth's home. He was a wide receiver. He was a wide receiver.
Bases out, Dan. Good.
Wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Okay. November 16th, 1999, near Carruth's home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sarika Adams, a woman Carruth had been dating.
Oh!
Had been dating.
Yes, now I know what you're talking about. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Was shot four times in a drive-by shooting. Surviving the shooting for a time, Adams called 911 and
Tupac?
Described Carruth's behavior. He had stopped his vehicle in front of hers. As another vehicle drove alongside Adams and its passenger shot her. Carruth then drove from the scene. Now, here's the capper. Adams was 8 months pregnant with Carruth's child.
Oh, my God.
It was later found out that she was pregnant with twins. Soon after admission to the hospital, Adams fell into a coma. Doctors saved one of the children, and the other later died. Carruth went to the police and posted a $3 million bond with the condition that if either Adams or the child died, he would turn himself in. However, after Adams died, Carruth became a fugitive. And how the story ends was, Carruth is now serving a sentence of at least 18 years and 11 months in Nash Correctional Institution near Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. He basically hired somebody to shoot his pregnant girlfriend.
While he was there?
They went out to a movie.
They took separate cars and upon driving back had this whole thing happen. Unbelievable.
What was his excuse for separate cars?
I no idea.
How did he pull that off?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, honey, but I'll take the bulletproof Escalade, and you take the 84 Pinto convertible.
So there you go. OJ, Ray Carruth, Barry Bonds, and then Michael Vick.
Oh,
obviously,
yep.
And, you know, the funny thing is, they just, like O.J. Simpson and like a lot of other football players now kind of in the news, like Marshawn Lynch. I don't know if you heard about him, but they just seem like they're repeat offenders. It's like when you get away with something, you're like, I can do this again. I'm invincible. Like the whole, like when Marshawn Lynch, last year, he had a hit and run where like he hit some woman in like Buffalo and then just fled the scene and said someone was driving my car. Then it eventually came out that he was driving the car, hit somebody and left. And then right now he just got arrested for weapons charge.
Yeah.
My buddy Chris tipped me off to a few good ones when I told him the topic we were going to do. He's been listening to the show. He's like, he rattled off about 50 of them in the car on our way back from AC. So he emailed me some. And here's a good one. Nate Newton of the Dallas Cowboys caught twice with a minivan full of weed.
Yep.
When I say full of weed, the first time he got caught, it had 213 pounds of marijuana. Okay? That was the first time. You think after you get caught the first time with over 200 pounds of pot in your minivan, you might want to lay low. Nope. Gets busted again with 175 pounds of more weed in his minivan.
Hey, he's getting better.
Somehow. But here's why he may be the smartest athlete. He only got 2.5 years.
Wow. That's it.
He gave someone season tickets.
How did he not get put away for a long time with intent to sell? Because that isn't like over like an eighth like considered intent to sell?
It's for medicinal purposes.
I don't know.
I got a cataract the size of section 322.
So just something for my cataracts.
You didn't get in on this.
You did not put in on this 200 pounds.
200 pounds. Pounds, baby.
Where's the cop?
Pounds. I can't even imagine what that
looks
like.
Where's the cops video on that? That would have been great to see.
Looks like the Cheech and Chong one where the entire van is made of weed.
Yeah. I have a tragic repeat offender. Would you like to hear that? That one?
Eddie Griffin?
Yep. That's awesome. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Stop at a center.
Wah, wah. Go ahead, Jay. You go over the story for the people who may not know who Eddie Griffin is.
All right. Yeah, it is tragic. When I heard the first offense, I was like, dumbass. But then I heard the second offense, and then it turned into massive tragedy.
Yeah.
So this one, you'll laugh, and then you'll cry. Timberwolves center Eddie Griffin, basketball player, was a couple hours after a game driving drunk while watching porn and cranking the yank, and he crashed into a parked SUV. Jerking and driving.
Before you go on to the depressing part of this story, when that happened, I got a link. Somebody sent me a link of a newscast in the Minnesota area. It was probably one of the funniest things I have ever seen. Because people trying to get across what he was doing without actually saying what he was doing. I gotta find it. If I find it, I'm definitely gonna put it up as a link on our site because you gotta see it. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
People are just like, it was horrible. There was glass and semen all over the street. There was blood and dirty tissues. It's horrible.
it's like if Hellraiser just came everywhere. The man goes and rents a porn. How far do you live that you have to rent? You rent a porn, or you get a porn, and you can't wait till you get home. How far do you live?
Yeah, and then the tragic part of it is he eventually drunk drove his car into a moving train and died.
A train.
A moving train.
Yeah, a moving train.
Through the barricade, into the side of a moving train. There was literally nothing left of him. They had to test, like bile
semen?
To see that it was him. Yeah, no, there's no semen this time.
Oh, God.
The train he crashed into was the J&O Railroad. Oh.
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh, this is going in a really horrible direction.
It really is.
We're gonna need two explicit fucking labels on iTunes for this one.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. You got any? Who do you got? You got anybody? General Jackassery?
You guys remember George Rogers? He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He was known for writing a check for cocaine.
Did he write that in a little memo space?
Probably. I need
memo
to get high.
For cocaine.
And then the sweet man that himself, when they were asked about his upcoming season, he says, "I want to, quote, rush for 1,000 or 1,500 yards, whichever comes first," unquote.
Oh.
Whichever comes first.
Dumbass.
Eddie Griffin.
And who could forget Mr. Eugene Robinson, a.k.a. Mr. High Morals, a.k.a. the Prophet, during the Super Bowl against the Broncos, I believe. The night before, he got arrested for soliciting a prostitution.
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
The guy who leads the team prayers, the guy who has high morals, on the biggest game of his life the night before.
Awesome.
Where is he? He's getting a prostitute.
That's awesome.
And it was an undercover cop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Nice job. Yeah, it was an undercover cop. I just thought that was hilarious.
What a dumbass.
That is
so up there on the list.
Yeah, that is definitely up there.
All right. I got one here if you're ready for it. It's a name and it's many, many players, all of massive stupidity. What was the Shakespeare line? You know, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet or whatever it is.
Yeah.
A Jason Williams by any fucking sport is a fucking idiot.
Oh, that's so true.
Jason Williams, the name that launched a fucking million dumb athletes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Jason Williams, let me count the ways.
Go ahead.
We've got Jason Williams. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N Williams, New Jersey Net basketball player. Let's see, before the big one here, he admitted in his book that he almost shot and killed New York Jet Wayne Corbett at his shooting range. So he had a good track record from the get-go. In 92, he smashed a beer mug over a fan's head in a bar, shot off a gun in the Meadowlands parking lot, in the parking lot of the arena where his team plays. He was accused of that in 94. In 02, he after retiring from basketball, he bought himself an indoor lacrosse team. which lasted all of two seasons and unfolded. But of course, we all know Jason Williams of the New Jersey Nets for hosting a party at his house. There were the Harlem Globetrotters were in attendance for some reason, and a poor schmo limo driver who was probably having the coolest day of his career was inside this guy's mansion checking out all his guns until blammo, whoops, just killed the limo driver accidentally with a shotgun in my bedroom.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Now, wasn't like the first part of that story when it first broke, like the driver shot himself?
Oh, yeah. They totally tried to cover it up, like some sort of like
blatantly
wacky, like very bad things.
Yeah.
Like the
Jason Williams, a dead limo driver, and the Harlem Globetrotters doing like the weed.
Right,
spinning balls on their fingers. Just running around, hiding evidence.
The Benny Hill music's playing in the background.
Yeah. But yeah, brilliant. Okay, that's one Jason Williams. Let's stay in the same sport and go to another Jason Williams. In his first season with the Bulls, this is Jay Williams, he was known. He was also a superstar at Duke, I believe.
Yeah.
He, in his first season as an NBA player, crashed his motorcycle and damn near killed himself. I believe he severed a nerve in his leg, tore ACL, crushed his own pelvis in the accident, and basically ended his own career.
And he was like the number three pick overall or something like that?
Yep.
Yes.
Like, yeah, something ridiculous. Like, it was looking really good, and yeah, and he just destroyed himself within the first month. Nice yeah. job.
That's Jason Williams, number two. Jason Williams, number three, another basketball player, played for the Miami Heat. He's kind of a journeyman guy. He just retired last year. Let's start off with his college career. The University of Florida, he was suspended three times for drug use and then kicked out of the entire goddamn school. Kicked him out of school. When a reporter asked him what his best memory was of college, he said, "I cherish getting kicked out of school."
Model citizen right there.
Absolutely. But yet, still drafted number three, I believe, in the draft. And proceeded his first rookie year. He got himself an NBA drug suspension. First year there. So in 2001, he was fined $15,000 for shouting racial slurs to Asian fans behind the bench. which made Nike cancel the ad campaign they were about to start running. In 2000, he also got another $10,000 fine for cursing at fans. And when he was traded to the Memphis Grizzlies, he went on record several times saying how the team completely sucked. For which he also got fined. That's about it. But that's Jason Williams, number three also of basketball. Now check this out. There's also a Jason Williams who is a New Zealand rugby player who got in, you know, in the spirit of being Jason Williams, got into a fight with a teammate on their own team bus and promptly got arrested and fired from the team. Another Jason Williams. The Jason Williams of NHL hockey has yet to commit an offense, but he's still playing, and there's still lots of time for that. So there's a reason to follow the Columbus Blue Jackets, I guess, just waiting for Jason Williams to fuck up in hockey.
His nickname is Ticking Time Bomb.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
his
that's
teammates
amazing.
Call him Eggshells.
That's amazing.
I submit all Jason Williams for dumbest athlete of all time.
No doubt. Wow.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Like, it can't be a coincidence.
Because
you think about professional sports and how hard it is to get in there. And then all the guys that are named Jason Williams, you just named. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
And,
this concludes my Jason Williams thesis. Recently, as this year, Donovan McNabb, Philadelphia Eagles, who admitted in the press conference after a tie game that he didn't know a game could end in a tie. And then went on to say, "What would happen if this was the playoffs?"
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was really bad. And actually staying in the same city and staying in a similar setting in a press conference. How about the whole Allen Iverson, "We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice." Practice, when he's been being asked about not showing up for practice and not practicing with the team and not giving his all in practice. And "We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice." That was 40 minutes of douche chills I've ever had.
Not a game.
Not the game.
We're talking about the game that I bleed for, that I give everything for.
We're talking about practice.
And you know that. And you know this. In a game. But we're not talking about a game. We're talking about practice.
Oh,
that was brilliant.
I'm going on record right now. I've been on record by saying this. I hate Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is definitely top five on my on my stupidest athletes ever. I hate Allen Iverson. I think he is. First of all, I think he's awful. And don't give me the crap about he's one of the toughest guys. The crap that he goes through. Blah blah blah. I don't care. All the Philly fans, all the Philadelphia 76er fans that I went to school with, that tried to shove down my throat for 4 years. Bullshit. He sucks. He takes 60 shots a night and he sinks 18. He's a ball hog. He's stupid, and it's those damn cornrows that he's recently shaved. Great, ooh, great. Now you're gonna. Now I'm gonna like you. No, he's a douchebag. Practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice. You suck.
You know who he hangs around with when he comes up to play the Knicks?
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Fuck Jerry Seinfeld. Fuck Jerry Seinfeld.
You gotta listen to all the podcasts you gotta listen to. You gotta catch up.
Fuck Jerry Seinfeld.
We will reference past shows often.
Yeah.
Speaking of current, we're gonna go back to current news, Mike. Have you heard about Jason Richardson?
No, what happened with Jay Rich?
He was going 90 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone.
Oh, I did hear about this. When his kid in the car.
Was in the car.
Yeah.
That could have ended up horribly bad.
That is, and it was, and the kid was in one of those like booster seats, right?
He was just in a regular seat.
His kid was actually driving. That's how he got out of it.
Here's one that here's a moped. Here's somebody that I that
gold
almost flew past that one. That's good.
And it wasn't me this time. I love it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm drinking a Spaten right now.
Thank you.
Spaten. Are you using your Hans or are you just, you know,
thick?
Here's somebody that is just hated by his teammates, and apparently it's warranted. Curt Schilling.
Oh yeah.
Curt Schilling is notorious for striking TV ready poses on the dugout stairs on days he doesn't pitch. And he's always positioning himself in terms for what's best for Curt Schilling, says ESPN's Pedro Gomez, who looks an awful lot like that one guy, Taylor Hicks, that won American Idol. The big hype is always going to be around, of course, the Game 6 2004 bloody sock.
Fake.
Where the cameras cut repeatedly to the bright red stain on Schilling's sock. It was blood, right? The Diamondbacks people think he definitely doctored that sock, says an unknown sports writer. The next teammate laughs. All around baseball people question that. It was funny how the stain didn't spread.
He's the unnatural.
Yeah, so
even as a Red Sox fan and listening to his blogs and stuff, going to his site sometimes, it's just get over yourself enough.
Seriously, I've never heard somebody suck their own dick so much in my life.
It's not just that. He just goes off on anybody in the news. Like, he just starts like saying, well, I told you so about this guy, and, you know, this guy should have done that, and I don't know why everyone thought this guy was clean.
Right.
While we're on baseball pitchers, how about Chuck Finley, who notoriously was beaten by his own wife with a high-heeled shoe?
Awesome.
His wife, none other than Hood Splitter extraordinaire, Tawny Kitaen, from the Here I Go Again Whitesnake video.
Here I go again on my own.
He was beaten for his wife and filed for domestic abuse with the police. And at a White Sox game, the PA guy actually played Here I Go Again when he came in from the bullpen.
Nice.
And the guy got fired. Fun Chuck Finley fact.
Go.
Named his two daughters Winter and Rain. But wait, let me spell them. Winter and Raine.
Future strippers, right there.
Yep. Coming up on the main stage right now, Winter. She's going to buy you a shot of tequila. You're going to buy her a shot of tequila 2-for-1 right now. Winter coming up on the main stage.
I see a pole in your future.
Yeah. Yep, I see it.
And in the VIP room, you listen to Chocolate Salty Balls.
Oh. Nope. Not me.
I was going to say John Rocker, man. The most kindless, gentlest man in the world.
Yeah, pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. What did he say? He said he was riding the New York City subway. And do you have the exact comments there?
No,
he
don't.
It was horribly racist.
He just went off on a racist tirade. It was great.
Yeah. Something about how he loved Jews.
Yeah, and then later on gets busted for steroids, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
actually, he said actually, he was in New York, and he said something about hating Jerry Seinfeld, and then that just got him kicked off the team.
So we need to talk about Michael Phelps. I was saying what a douche he was, remember, a little while ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
In the 2008 wrap-up. You know, everyone seems to forget his little DWI he had a couple years ago. You know, great American hero. And there he is, smoking the bong with the college kids. This is got to be one of the stupidest things anyone has ever done, ever.
And I love.
Well, how about the ass that took the damn picture?
Hey, he made some good money selling that picture to somebody.
Yeah, you can't fault some broke ass college kid for taking pictures of John Rocker hitting your bong. I would take that picture, and I would probably
John,
sell
did
it
you
as
say
well.
John Rocker?
Did I say John Rocker?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. I can't help but talk about my
John
idol.
Rocker. John Rocker, somewhere right now, John Rocker is passing somebody a bomb.
Yeah. He's driving 200 pounds of weed across the Atlanta state lines. City lines. The Atlanta state lines, I said. I'm a schmuck.
They were saying, like, at the first, like, oh, I can't believe this happened. Then, like, the more reports came out, a lot of the college kids were like, he was insane when he first got there. He was just running around and just acting all crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Why? Okay. So half of me says, yeah. That's, you know, it's really stupid. But the other half of me says, if I won 8 gold medals and if I looked like a freaking mackerel but was still a sex symbol somehow, I would be doing lines of coke off of hookers' asses just within fucking minutes of that plane landing from Beijing. Minutes!
Michael Phelps looks like. He looks like an extra from SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah, the talking fish.
Patrick!
I'd like 2 Krabby Patties, please.
He does. He looks like the fucking...
You know, there's like one guy who he really looks like. You know who I'm thinking of?
He looks like the owner of the restaurant, right?
No, that's the Mr. Krabs. Squidward? He's a crab.
Oh, whatever. No, I don't know. That guy with the blue head. That's all I can think of.
Squidward?
Extra. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know names. I don't have kids. I'm sorry. You guys do.
I bet Michael Phelps knows the names when he's fucking high watching SpongeBob.
It's awesome. Those fish are talking, man.
But, yeah. What a jackass, dude. You got $100 million in sponsorship money coming to you. And what's funny is that they suspended him for 3 months. The swim team. Ooh, yeah. No.
3 months. Like 3 months.
Three and a half years away from another Olympics, and you're going to suspend him for 3 months. Ooh, watch out. He can't go to swim practice once a week now. Oh,
watch out. Finally, the Belgians have a chance.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew this, too. With Kellogg's, they dropped a sponsorship. But he got picked up for Frosted Flakes. Oh, wait a minute. I fucked that joke up. Fuck it.
You should have said Wheaties.
Yeah, I know.
That was the line.
Thank you, dude. That was a fucking save and a beauty. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
No thanks to you, Comedy Judas.
You know I'd just fuck it up if I tried something, so I didn't even go there.
Wheaties. Very good. Whew, save me.
It's like you can't edit this or something.
Yeah, right. Okay, we spit out a bunch. Can we narrow it
down?
We
got one more thing. It's close to your heart, Mike. Mr.
Yep. Or your leg.
Plaxico Burress.
Yeah. All right. Here's my take on Plax. Okay, Plaxico Burress, wide receiver for the Giants, is in a nightclub with an unlicensed weapon. And shoots himself in the leg with his own weapon. Gets arrested for having an unlicensed firearm, and subsequently misses the rest of the season. And is probably and most likely will never play football for the Giants again. That's my call. Now here's the thing that always bugged me about that whole thing. Okay, he had sweatpants on
in a nightclub.
He had friggin' sweatpants on in a nightclub, which is dirty to begin with, because everybody knows, especially if you're in a, you know, if you're in a strip club, you don't get lap dances with the guy with sweatpants on. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's hard to keep your own package, you know, together in a fucking pair of sweatpants, let alone a gun.
No shit.
How are you going to maintain that?
He had it stuffed down the front of his pants. It fell down his leg, and he was trying to catch it, and as he was trying to catch it, it went off. Dude, it's called a holster, for fuck's sake. Get an ankle holster, and you're fine. I mean, what the hell is this problem? I don't know.
You know what he did? He tied the drawstring around the trigger.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if that was the case.
And what was,
that's why it went off.
What was his fake name that he used at the hospital?
I don't remember. I know.
Samuel Colt.
Because it was like the number one selling jersey on NFL.com like that week after, where you could customize your own jersey.
Oh, that was like when
Michael Vick?
Mexico. Some woman alleged Michael Vick. Thanks for stepping on it, man. Michael Vick. some woman.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Yes.
Fuck it. Ron Let's Mexico. The goddamn name was Ron Mexico. Fuck you. Shut up. Jesus. I have no idea what the fake name was that Plaxico used. Art, why don't you tell me before I figure it out? Go.
No, I'll let you have this one since I stole your thunder.
No,
I'll be big.
I honestly don't know what it was.
Fucking comedy
don't.
Judas.
But yeah, Plaxico is he's a dope. He's a dope. So.
What else? What are a couple of the big ones we got to mention though? While we're doing it, I mean they're kind of old and not as much fun to goof on now. But you got Kobe Bryant,
Kobe raping white girls.
Kobe's that thing wasn't the stupidest move in my opinion. As a Jordan fan, when he took number 24 because he thinks it's one better than 23, that's my biggest stupid move from him.
I would have took 25 and been like, that's two better than 23.
Well, he's an idiot.
So how about that?
It's one better than 24.
Apparently, I was actually living out in L.A. when that whole... That
and
whole
I saw happened. What happened at the courthouse, right? You were the juror, right?
Shut up. Listen. So the...
Shaquille O'Neal said he was guilty. Innocent. What?
Apparently the reason why she was upset and brought him up on charges was because he was trying for fifth base and she said no.
Really?
Do you know what fifth base is?
Hershey Highway?
Oh, yeah. Fifth base. I thought you said a fifth date.
No, fifth base.
While they were driving across the Atlanta state line.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently he was trying to go for fifth base and she just wasn't for it. So that's nice. Why it was the big hubbub that it was.
Kobe. We got to mention it, Alex Rodriguez while we're here.
Yep.
Of course, New York Yankee superstar, the highest paid player in baseball, admits to doing steroids.
I think it's wrong, but at the same time, I think he's just a social retard. I think Alex Rodriguez has no social skills whatsoever, and like
he's just like a dumb nerd who like knew how to play baseball somehow.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I think without baseball, he would be a useless person, just like most of us.
Mm-hmm. But did you hear his testimony and all, his press conference? Well, it was like, you know, it was my cousin. And we only did it like twice, and like I don't even know if he did it right. And like, what?
Yeah, dude,
the worst lies I've ever heard.
We took it with Yoo-Hoo.
But just stupid, and every just jackass who's taking steroids, McGuire, Canseco.
Crying Miguel
Barry
Tejada.
Bonds.
Rafael Palmeiro. All those guys.
Yeah. It's just idiots.
Oh, Clemens.
Yep. Roger Clemens. We can't forget. Sammy Sosa. Just really just ruining baseball.
Yep.
So we got all the names out there, I think, pretty much. Mike Tyson, I think I mentioned before. I don't think you guys heard me. But you can't forget Iron Mike. Yep.
Mike Tyson is the Lifetime Achievement Award, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't get much dumber than Mike Tyson. Although OJ's up there, and not so much for the murder, but for him trying to like rob a guy of his old memorabilia, and then getting thrown in jail for that.
Yeah, that's like That's like when you when they locked off the they lock up a bunch of mafia people for like not for cheating on their taxes or something.
Yeah, yeah. Not all the murders that they've committed, but
yeah,
they get them exactly. On you know the tax evasion or whatever.
Tax evasion. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So who do we think, fellas, is the dumbest athlete of all time? Stupidest athlete ever.
You know what though? I think I was gonna say maybe like O.J. Simpson, but from what you were talking, Jay, about Jason Williams's. That's like a curse, and that's just like I like Jason Williams as this.
It's a gift and a curse, just like Spider-Man.
That's
being Jason Williams. You're born into it.
That's an amazing. That's an amazing occurrence.
That's eerie.
It really is. I can't get over that. Actually,
I think like wow. Fox Mulder and Scully should be like looking into that.
So, we know the big dumbasses. We've mentioned them. We've talked about them all. But if I'm gonna go for a vote, I'm gonna go Jason Williams.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I will also go with Jason Williams's because they're like a schmucky Voltron when they before them combine.
Oh man, that would be a great Photoshop right there.
And with that, we hand the award for stupidest athlete of all time to the Jason Williams. Congratulations. That's Masters of None for this week. Check us out on Facebook, Masters of None. We're on Twitter, Masters of None. You can email us with your pick at mastersofnoneshow@gmail.com. We also have links to some of the stuff we were talking about and some fine Photoshops as well at mastersofnone.podbean.com. Mike, well done.
Thank you. Nicely done as well.
Art, way to go.
Thanks.
Way to ruin all the jokes as usual.
Yeah, I try. Gotta be here. Gotta do something.
And I'm Jay. I'm going to go shine my rifle in the dark. Talk to you next week.
See you.
Bye.
See you.
I wish one of you guys had children before I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have, waking up every day.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it and they were like, we want it. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.